Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
All right, so here's a strange story from Cuba. Maybe you picked up on this, maybe you didn't, but some sort of an acoustic attack in Havana. U.S. government personnel on duty there in Cuba reported feeling a variety of symptoms from concussion-like head injury-type symptoms. Some of these diplomats now have been flown home. The story first broken by CBS Radio News. The U.S. responded by asking two Cuban officials in the U.S. to leave the country. That happened back in May. The State Department so far not specified what these incidents were. They said there were these incidents, and now it's sounding like it was some sort of an acoustic attack, no pun intended. Some sort of an attack on Americans by Cubans using some sort of sophisticated acoustic attack. They were using some devices that left these people serious problems and possibly permanent hearing loss for one of these folks. So that's just it. We're not quite sure what this is. All right, and before I leave you on this Cuban thing for now, let's hear what Bill Clinton had to say about his wonderful deal with the North Koreans back in 1994. Here's what Bill Clinton had to say when he came out after he'd struck this wonderful deal, or so he thought, with the North Koreans. Go.
Before I take your questions, I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons. South Korea, with support from Japan and other nations, will bear most of the cost of providing North Korea with fuel to make up for the nuclear energy it is losing. And they will pay for an alternative power system for North Korea that will allow them to produce electricity while making it much harder for them to produce nuclear weapons. The United States and international inspectors will carefully monitor North Korea to make sure it keeps its commitments. Only as it does so will North Korea fully join the community of nations.
And there you have it. Not sure that the North Koreans have joined the community of nations at this point. By the way, the Washington Post full-on panic today, pointing out that Donald Trump has the nuclear codes. Yeah, that's how that works. It is incredible to me that North Korea can sit there and launch missiles all over the South Pacific, or the South China Sea, more accurately, I suppose. Can launch missiles all over the South China Sea, getting ever higher and longer. Now we believe, many experts believe, they have miniaturized nuclear weapons, which means they can put a nuclear warhead on the tip of one of these missiles. And people want to say, it's Donald Trump did this. How in the hell did Donald Trump do this? Please, anybody step up and explain to me how Donald Trump created the problem with North Korea that's been going on for two-term administrations in earnest. I mean, and let's be honest, it goes all the way back to 1950 at Incheon, when Douglas MacArthur invaded the peninsula, Douglas MacArthur pushed all the way through Pyongyang, part of the north, and the Chinese got involved and went back to the 38th parallel, where it stood at a stalemate ever since in the DMZ. This is serious stuff. Very serious matters here of life and death and war. And by the way, go ahead and do the math. Donald Trump was born when the Korean War was starting. When the conflicts of the Korean War were in their genesis is when Donald Trump was born. And yet those on the left are so incredibly focused on destroying him and his administration and this government, they will do or say anything. They will do or say anything as long as it's in opposition to what he does. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we can't live with a North Korean nuclear threat. If Hillary Clinton was president, we couldn't live with it either. If Hillary Clinton were president, we'd be forced into the same situation. And yes, it would be the same. Mad Dog echoing the same thing, the same themes, by the way. General Mattis said this would be a tragic situation on an unbelievable scale. The DPRK must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down its pursuit of nuclear weapons. The DPRK should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people, so says James Mattis. The general pulling no punches. The DPRK's regime's actions will continue to be grossly overmatched by ours and will lose any arms race or conflict it initiates. That I believe to be true. You look at what we have available in our arsenal, and nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go there, but if North Korea launches an attack against the United States or Japan or South Korea, the end result is clear. It has to be. This is not Barack Obama's red line in the sand. This is America's red line. Yours and mine. Because we cannot live in a world where a madman in the Hermit Kingdom has his finger on a nuclear trigger. It's just that simple. I will take your calls today, by the way. 888-900-9966, brought to you in part by Mesa. Good health, good business, and great schools. We'll be right back.